Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Morgan Wallen, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Yeah, so I was at the baseball game last night. That was in Olmsted Falls. And we were separated last night, my wife and I. She was with Drew at his soccer camp. And so both of us are home like after 8 o'clock last night.
And so it's a late night.
Trying to figure out how, you know, who's going to eat dinner and things like that. And then Paula mentions to me, she's like, didn't the Bear drop new episodes, a new season today? And I'm like, yes. Yes, they did.
Wow. Okay. For Paula to remember that.
I know.
Is huge.
And she's like, why are we not watching that right now? I said, because you've been with Drew at soccer and I've been in a baseball game and it's almost 9 o'clock.
And now I gotta go to bed.
We haven't been home to watch TV. That's why we're not watching The Bear. So yeah, it sucks that there's new episodes of one of my favorite shows and I just haven't had time to watch them yet.
And now you're just watching all the sports games in the humidity outside. Yeah. One day you'll get to watch The Bear.
And Alyssa's watching Love Island right now, and I have no idea what is going on with that show. All I know is that they drop new episodes every single day.
Every day but Wednesdays. So I had a day off yesterday.
At least with The Bear, they drop the entire season. You can watch them at your leisure. But with Love Island, I mean, it's such a commitment. A new episode every day except Wednesdays.
And then on Saturdays, they do like a, it's called After Sun. It's like a wrap up of the week.
But I would imagine with this show, you can't just bank the shows and watch them when you want to because there's so many spoilers out there.
Oh my, that's the thing is like yesterday, there was a huge episode on Tuesday night. And I didn't get a chance to watch it on Tuesday night. And I was dodging spoilers all day yesterday because I knew that it was like a crazy, like people got sent home that no one was expecting. But I did not want to know what actually happened. It was so difficult.
So when does Love Island wrap up? Like when does this season end?
Like, we've got probably a month, maybe a little less left-ish.
Okay.
But then there is Love Island Beyond the Villa with last year's cast, and they're coming back for like a Jersey Shore type show, which I'm very excited about. Actually, tonight, though, I wanted to ask you about this. There is a Love Island watch party at a bar in Lakewood.
Of course.
No, I've been waiting for one of these to pop up, seriously, for like over a year, and it's finally happening. Mm-hmm. But now, like, I would stay up late tonight and go. I'm concerned, though. I don't want to go. For the simple reason is I might be heartbroken after tonight's episode. And like, I don't know if I can handle that emotionally in a public setting.
Okay.
Like I need to be in the comfort of my own home. It's reminding me of like you watching the Cavs and like being so emotional about the ending of the games. I don't know if I can be around other people with that.
But don't you think that the other people that are there at the bar watching Love Island, don't you think they're going to be going through the exact same experience? And
it
having,
depends on who they're rooting for.
And having the same feelings? Oh, it depends on who
it
they're
depends
rooting
on
for.
Who they're rooting for. Whoever is their favorite, whoever they want to stay or who they want to get sent home. And there are lines in the sand being drawn on the internet.
I don't know. I mean, in sports, I mean, I guess it's different then because you're
all rooting for the same team.
Right. And you're all having the same emotions. And, you know, God knows I've watched plenty of Cleveland sports in a bar and I've had dramatic emotions inside of a bar. Sure. Yeah.
Like, I cried watching the episode yesterday. from Tuesday night. I actually was sobbing, and I looked at Bryce, and I was like, I hate being an empath because I just cry every time I see other people cry. I feel nothing right now.
You know what would worry me about a watch party at a bar for Love Island is not everybody in the bar is there to watch Love Island.
See, that is a concern because it's the new arcade bar, the arcade on Detroit.
Yeah.
Which, like, just opened. So I'm like,
yeah.
There might be other people there that, like, are not into this show and are like, what is going on?
Yeah, and then they're making a lot of noise and a big fuss wherever they are, and they're looking at you, and they're like, why are all those people over there crying?
And I'm like, this is my happy villa time. This is the villa is what they live in. I know that. Sorry, inside lingo.
Yeah, if the bar completely closed down and it was only Love Island fans watching Love Island, then
it would be a safe space.
Maybe it would be safe.
But yeah, I don't know if I'm brave enough to go to the watch party tonight, but I do love that it's happening. If you are comfortable enough with your emotions in watching Love Island, I think it's tonight at 9 at the arcade on Detroit. So,
okay.
Could be fun.
216-474-0104. You can always text the show and get more details on that from Alyssa or Instagram at the Q Morning Show. Follow Alyssa and send her a DM.
Yeah.
And watch Love Island together. Benson Boone, you've got the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. There is an update on Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber this morning.
Oh, yeah. What's going on with them?
That's courtesy of Us Weekly, or is it US Weekly or Us Weekly? I think it's Us Weekly.
I've always thought it was Us Weekly.
They are reporting that despite all of the ongoing rumors, and those are that Justin and Haley are going through some struggles right now. Justin is a loose cannon, according to this source from Us Weekly, but Haley's giving him space and support during this time, and that the couple is committed and unlikely to split.
Okay.
Says Haley is frustrated by the negative headlines, but accepts it as part of being married to a public figure. So yeah. That is what Us Weekly is reporting, that they're going to try to make it through this.
You know, on the theme of me being an empath, I do feel for Haley quite a bit in this, because I think that she is probably getting the shortest end of the stick and not getting enough credit for that.
All right, we have good vibes on the way this morning. If you want to share a good vibe with us, we'd love it if you would. 216-474-0104. The good vibes continue this morning. It's 6:55. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So the two men, and I say men, I don't mean men, but that's what the news story says. I call them kids.
How old are they?
20 and 21.
Okay, yeah, they're youngins, but still adults.
They were the two men, the two kids, arrested for stealing the flamingo in Parma just a few weeks ago. So this happened in May of 2024, and it happened again a few weeks ago. And Parma police, they were all over it. They have cameras everywhere in Parma.
A huge news story, honestly. These flamingos have become quite the hot topic in Northeast Ohio.
It only took Parma police a few hours to comb through the video and track these guys down. And they were arrested and sentenced yesterday. So here's what they're going to get. 10 days in jail, 250 hours of community service, and they will each be on probation for the next 3 years. Now, compare that to the guys in 2024 who stole
A
different flamingo. Essentially the same sentence.
Okay.
Those men also did 10 days in jail. They had a $500 fine, and they had 500 community service hours.
I'm sorry, but I mean, I personally have never been in the slammer. I have never been in jail. But could you imagine, like, everybody's going around going, what are you in for?
I doubt.
And the answer is, I stole a flamingo. Like, I stole a flamingo.
You don't think you have any street cred inside the jail?
Mm-mm. I don't think so. I don't think that's what gets you any street cred inside the slammer.
I couldn't spend 2 hours in jail, I don't think.
No, I wouldn't do well. We did a tour when I was in Kent because I was in the journalism program and we toured the jail. And I remember thinking it was really cool, but also thinking like, oh, I know so many people who have been held here overnight.
Oh.
Yeah.
You hung around with that crowd.
Hey now. People make mistakes. Young and dumb. YOLO.
I don't know many people that have had jail time.
I mean,
in my circle.
I knew a lot of people in college that like got underages and maybe were held there like overnight and then they were let out once they were, you know, sober. Like, but that was somewhat common. I feel like at Kent, at least at the time. YOLO was a new phrase when I got to college and we were all really living by it in maybe not the most responsible way.
What else can we talk about this morning? I know Sabrina Carpenter released an alternate album cover. If you remember, so she has this new album coming out, and there was some controversy surrounding the original album cover, which was Sabrina on her knees while a man held her hair.
It sounds a lot more nefarious than it really is. I just, with that description, it sounds like a lot, but it's really not like that bad. I would say it's still PG rated.
If you want to see a picture of that cover, I mean, that picture is up on Sabrina's Instagram. I just reposted on our stories the new alternate album cover that she dropped. It's a black and white photo. It has Sabrina leaning on the shoulder of a man in a suit. And in the caption, Sabrina joked, "Here's my new alternate cover approved by God."
She's so funny. Honestly, if she was not a little pop star, she would be great at stand-up. I would go see her 10 out of 10.
It sounds like somebody talked her into it, that she had to come up with an alternate cover. It sounds like she didn't really want to have an alternate cover. Somebody probably forced her to do so.
Yeah, it sounds like she might have gotten some strongly worded emails from some very angry mothers, if I had to take a guess.
All right, Hash It Out is on the way this morning. Mike and Cassie are going to join us. What could they possibly be disagreeing about? We are going to hear about it coming up at 7:25 this morning, the Q Morning Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You're on Q104 this morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We are ready to hash it out. Cassie and Mike are going to join us. They are married. They are having a bit of a disagreement, but about what? We're about to find out. Cassie is here, and she came to us first, so Cassie, you get to go first. But Mike is here as well, and he's going to respond to everything that Cassie has to say in a second. But Cassie, good morning. Tell us what is going on between you and Mike.
Hey, good morning. Okay, so my husband, Mike, he is he's starting to lose his hair. There's no real easy way to say it or sugarcoat it. It's just like, that's what's happening. He's balding, and it's not a big deal.
Welcome to the club, Mike. We'll talk to Mike in a second, but
Yeah. It's okay. Like, it happens to a lot of men, as we all know. And okay, but here's why I'm here. I wanted to come to you guys to see if you could help back me up and defend my side on guys wearing toupees.
Oh. Okay, so you came to us for support.
Yeah.
Yes.
Already, I'm... But
Hear me out.
You're right. I should save my commentary until the end. Please continue, Cassie.
Okay, so he's mentioned to me before that he's self-conscious, right, about his hair situation, and this is not new. But what I've noticed is he's trying to work around it a lot more as it's gotten worse. So I suggested he could shave his head. He said no. And so his solution has been to wear a hat all of the time, like constantly, even when it's super duper hot, like this week.
That's also my solution.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. You rarely will see me without a hat, Cassie.
Okay. So yeah, so you get it.
I have a couple guy friends like this in a similar situation that they do the same thing. I don't think I would recognize them without hats, quite frankly.
But Cassie, why have you jumped to toupees as the solution?
I've seen videos on TikTok of these young guys, like in the 20s, you know, younger than us at least, getting toupees glued on that actually look amazing. Like, seriously. And every time I try to bring it up to him, he just shrugs it off and he says he would never wear a toupee because they, quote, look stupid. But they're really...
Wait, hold on, Mike. Everybody calm down. All right, Mike, hang on. We're going to get to you in a second. Do you have any follow-up questions for Cassie before we bring in Mike, who's eager to jump in here?
Yeah, no questions. But Cassie, I've seen these TikToks too.
No, you haven't.
I have.
You're joking.
Okay. These have been circulating for, I would say, like the past year and a half.
Get out of here. That is not true. You're not being serious right
no,
now.
No, that's a real thing.
Toupees?
Yes.
Okay, I think we figured out by maybe the mid-90s that toupees are out and they are not the solution.
Okay, no, then they're making a comeback then.
Get out of here.
No, Cassie's not going crazy. Cassie, I've seen them. I'm with you. They do look really good.
They look good? Yeah.
They look good? All right, Mike, get in here.
Thank you. Okay, Cassie, my answer has not changed. I love you, but I'm not wearing a toupee for you.
Oh, okay. Wait, I'm not asking you to do it for me. I'm asking you to at least consider it, because I think it would really help with your confidence. And this has obviously been a sore spot for you for years. And you got to
That's why I'm always wearing hats, and I am totally fine with that.
Okay. Yes, you're always wearing hats, but wouldn't you rather not always feel like you have to wear a hat? You wouldn't even have to worry about a hat if you wore a toupee.
Cassie, I'm not going to wear a toupee. My grandpa had one, and absolutely not.
Here's the thing. Toupees are not like they were back in, like, the 80s or the 90s or even 2010. Like, back then, they've come such a long way. And you just have to check out more of these videos, because they're so much more common than you realize.
Phil, Cass, I'm not going to be the guy wearing a toupee that flies off when the wind blows too hard, okay?
Oh, my God. It's not going to fly off in the wind, because they glue them to your head and they stay on your head for weeks.
So you want me to literally glue hair on my head, Cass, and it's not helping your case.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe you're saying this either, Cassie, are you going to tell us that your job, like your main job in life, are you selling toupees? Like, is it... Like, you sound like you know, you've done your research, clearly.
Yes.
I almost think, like, at the end of this, you're going to say...
She's an undercover toupee salesman.
If you call right now to this toll-free number, you will get your first toupee...
For four installments of $19.99.
I mean, what is happening right now? Like, we're doing a radio show in 1991 where we're discussing toupees... You're saying this is really a thing.
No, like, this is really a thing.
Really a thing.
No, I'm going to pull up a video right now. I'll post one of these videos to our Instagram at the Q Morning Show. Bill, I'm going to show you. Your jaw is going to be on the floor. It looks really good.
216-474-0104. Let's come back and discuss all of this, because I think Cassie's a little out of line. I am totally on Mike's side, 100%.
Thank you.
216-474-0104. Should Mike get a toupee? Next, hash it out, the Q Morning Show. Throwback Thursday, the Q Morning Show. Bill and Alyssa, we are hashing it out this morning. Cassie and Mike, they are married. I guess Mike has expressed regret that his hairline is thinning, and Cassie has jumped in. Now, Mike, this isn't Mike's idea. This is Cassie's idea.
I think Cassie's trying to help him find a solution because she's noticed that, like, this is something that's bothering him, that he's been losing his hair, and she doesn't want to see him, you know, keep trying to deal with that in a way that is affecting him.
But Cassie's solution is, Mike, I've been on TikTok, and I've got your solution. You should start wearing this toupee. And Mike is like, no way.
I'm posting a video right now of the toupees in question, because I've seen these same toupees that Cassie was talking about. So if you go to our Instagram at the Q Morning Show, I am currently waiting for the video to upload.
Amber in Rootstown.
Yes.
Have you seen these toupees on TikTok that Cassie's talking about and Alyssa?
I have, and they're amazing. So she usually does the videos in two parts, where the first one is, you know, like the console and what they're wanting to get and kind of showing what they're starting with. And then the second one is like the install. And from, you know, the time when the guy's sitting in the chair, like doing the consult, to the end result, it's like a totally different person. They look incredible.
And not only, like, the thing that gets me is it's not only the hair that looks incredible, but you can, like, see it on their face.
Like, exactly. It's like a total confidence.
Yes. Boost. They feel amazing, like, when they see it for the first time.
Amber, are you in a relationship?
I am. So I'm married, and the reason I called is because my husband is bald as well. And he's joked about, like, going to Turkey and getting implants, whatever. He's always joked about it, but he's been shaving his head since he was in his teens. So,
have you shown him the toupees on TikTok?
I feel like, yes, I have, and he's not interested either, so I wouldn't push him to do it. But he isn't dealing with actual hair loss. He just straight up shaves his head, like, weekly.
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Amber. I also thought that was women found that sexier.
Like, didn't we just see like a study about that recently that like bald men are like the sexiest men according to women right now?
With a beard.
Yes, that's what it was.
That went hand in hand.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We have another Amber. Amber in Cuyahoga Falls. Are you familiar with these toupee videos that are on TikTok?
I am. I've actually been seeing them probably for the last 2 years now, and I always send them to my fiance.
And what's his reaction?
He thinks they're a little weird, and I get it.
yeah.
But they've definitely come a long way in the last 20 to 30 years to where, I mean, a single hair piece can last you, like you said, the glue stays on for weeks and weeks, but the hair piece alone can last anywhere between like 12 and 24 months.
So you would not mind if your fiance were to wear a toupee?
No, I wouldn't care. But also, I'm not going to force him either. But maybe show him and be like, hey, maybe go for a consult. It wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, just open up the options. I feel like women, we're always trying to find solutions. We're just trying to make life easier.
Nicole in Streetsboro. Nicole, you have firsthand experience with these toupees that are being advertised on TikTok?
Well, not on TikTok. I haven't seen those videos, but my brother-in-law actually got this kind of that fake hair with the glue a few years back and absolutely hated it. Went through the whole process of getting it done, had to grow out his hair a little bit, got it done, and then the glue was just melting and it did not work for him. And actually my husband also is bald. And recently we had spoken about this whole process. Would you ever? And we talked about that. I don't know where you go somewhere to get implants and all that. But I don't think he either would ever go to the hair piece. It's that the glue, it was too much. And the whole process of growing out your hair and then having the consult and then ended up just, I don't know how long. I don't remember how long he lasted with it, but he did not last long with it.
All right. Thank you, Nicole.
So I guess that's some firsthand experience, though, too, to take into consideration.
I think my biggest issue is just with, I think it's nice that Cassie has pointed that out, but Mike is saying no. Like, I'm not interested in wearing this toupee. It's not for me. And Cassie's kind of forcing it on him.
It's so interesting that you say that.
Why?
Because I don't hear it as forcing. I hear it as her trying to be like, no, like, you don't understand. They're not like your grandpa's. Like, I think she's just trying to make him understand that they're not how they used to be. And he might actually not hate it but as much as he thinks he might.
But she's not taking no for an answer. And he's still saying no. It's time to back off.
Cassie, I'm with you. I keep showing him the videos.
Let your man be bald and sexy and back off.
And that's fine, too.
Anything further? 216-474-0104. You can call or text anytime on the Q Morning Show. Shaboozy. All right, go to our Instagram right now. Go there right now and look at our stories.
Okay, wait.
Look at the picture that I just posted.
Oh, it's a picture?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, I'm going. I wasn't ready. okay. Oh, what is this? Oh, God. Oh, God. What is this? Why are you eating a Twizzler? What?
Exactly. Oh, no. Exactly.
Oh, so you explain.
This needs to be explained. So I asked AI, ChatGPT, to post a picture of me with a full head of hair. So I uploaded a current picture of me into ChatGPT, and that is what it spit out.
I'm terrified.
That's supposedly me.
No, it's not.
With hair, and for some reason, AI has me eating a Twizzler. It looks like the creepiest picture.
It really, really does. What is going on?
It looks like a bad dating
did
profile
picture. Did you just
do this
right now?
Yeah, just right now.
Oh, my God. AI is out of control.
So the thing is I uploaded a picture of me, but it's not really me because, like, the teeth is perfect, the beard looks different, and, of course, I have a full head of hair. And for some reason, I'm eating a Twizzler.
Yeah, this is so strange. It's kind of like Uncanny Valley. Like, it almost looks like you.
I think it has something to do with the fact that I was Googling Twizzlers on, or
oh,
not Googling.
Yeah.
I was using ChatGPT. That actually, we may not find out the answer to that until we get to Alyssa's College of Knowledge, why that is.
Oh.
Now I think I'm starting to understand.
Is there something about Twizzlers?
There might be. At the Q Morning Show is where you can find our Instagram. And we do have Alyssa's College of Knowledge on the way. Hang on, we need someone to play in about 10 minutes. Going to Willoughby this morning. Jen is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, good morning.
I have your five questions right here. After you answer them, if you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win the game. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if we are somehow stuck in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Are you ready, Jen, for your five questions?
Yes, I am ready.
Number one, what is the feature on Google that allows you to look at satellite images and street view images?
Google Maps.
Question two, what musical instrument appears in the logo for Guinness?
Guinness, the beer musical logo?
Yes.
Like a harp?
Question three, it's been announced that Nicole Scherzinger, who recently won a Tony Award for her work on Broadway, will be in town this fall to help raise money for Playhouse Square. Nicole is the former lead singer of what band?
The Pussycat Dolls.
Question four. The movie F1, starring Brad Pitt, opens up in theaters tomorrow. F1 is based on what sport?
Oh, like race car driving.
Final question. Newark, Ohio is the former home of this popular basket company that closed its doors in 2016.
Landerburger. Landerburger Basket Building.
Jen, don't go anywhere.
Okay.
Not that you would. Like, where would you go, really? You're on the phone with us. Yeah, you could. Don't hang up is what I'm saying.
I won't.
Let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? All right, I've got to do a quick fact check here before I do anything else. So Alyssa's on her way back into the studio. She is taking her regular seat. Her headphones are going on. Alyssa, say hello to Jen in Willoughby.
Good morning, Jen.
Hi, good morning.
Jen did very well, and I just did a quick fact check. So with that fact check, I believe, yes, it is true, Jen went 5 for 5.
Whoa! Yes. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, Jen.
I wasn't even expecting that. I was so worried about fact-checking this answer, I didn't realize that she did so well. She did amazing today. So, Alyssa, you have to get all 5 of these correct in order to just tie Jen today.
Okay. All right. I'll try my best.
Let's get into it. Question 1. What is the feature on Google that allows you to look at satellite images and street view images?
Google Earth.
Google Earth is what I was expecting both of you to say. However, Jen's answer was Google Maps.
Oh, yeah, that works too.
I just did a fact check on that. So, yes, Google Maps allows you to view both satellite images and street view images. So, there were 2 answers to that question I didn't even realize.
Look at that.
So, you both get the point there. Question 2, what musical instrument appears in the logo for Guinness?
A harp.
I'm not supposed to be scoring you either. I always forget about that. So we're just going to go through the rest of these questions, then we'll find out how you did. You already know you got the first one. Question 3. It's been announced that Nicole Scherzinger, who recently won a Tony Award for her work on Broadway, will be in town this fall to help raise money for Playhouse Square. Nicole is the former lead singer of what band?
The Pussycat Dolls.
Question 4. The movie F1 starring Brad Pitt opens up in theaters tomorrow. F1 is based on what sport?
Formula One racing.
Final question. Newark, Ohio is the former home of this popular basket company that closed its doors in 2016.
Oh, Longer Burger.
You knew that?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Of course I knew that. My mom and my grandmother are from here. Of course our house is filled with Longer Burger baskets.
Yeah, Paul is obsessed with them as well. And I see them and I'm like, what is this? Why did you buy 3 more of these? And she's like, these are Longer Burger baskets.
They're collectible. They're nice.
Oh, my gosh. So that means Alyssa went, she got 2, she got 3... She got 4, and she got 5.
Woo!
So she got the tie today, Jen.
All right.
Congrats.
Thank you. Congrats to you, too. We both went perfect.
Jen, since you went perfect, that means we are giving you the tickets to the Cleveland Museum of Art.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you earned these things, girl.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been wanting to go. My name is Jen, and I just aced Alyssa's College of Knowledge on
Q104. It's Q104. Nice to have you with us this morning, the Q Morning Show, Bill and Alyssa. So everybody has a podcast, right? There's a billion podcasts out there.
Truly, there are a bunch. We even have an extra podcast on top of this show.
Yeah, every day we have the radio show, everything that we did that morning, podcasted, the full show, the full radio show. But then you're right. Alyssa and I have this bonus podcast. It's called Can't Read, Can't Write. And we're down to recording it like twice a month now. We used to do it every week, and now we only do it like twice a month. We've gotten so bad at it.
Yeah. But no, we're not bad at it. I think we got busy.
We should drop a new podcast before July 4th.
We definitely should. We actually, believe it or not, though, we're not here to plug our own podcast. Right now, we wanted to tell you about another podcast that's coming out that Bill is actually not excited about, but I am stoked for.
He made the announcement on his social media, so I'm just going to play that for you. It's Steve from Blue's Clues.
You know how there's like a billion podcasts that you can listen to?
Yes,
yes. What if we made one that listens back? I think it could be a really cool idea. It would be part podcast, part conversation. Kind of like this.
What is he talking about?
I need it. I've needed it, and I am excited that I'm going to get it.
But why?
Because you don't understand, because you're not a millennial. You didn't watch Blue's Clues growing up. Steve raised me. Steve from Blue's Clues was my guy. And I don't know if you remember, I think it was COVID, like he dropped a video that was like, times are tough. And he was like, sitting there with like a cup of coffee. And it was just like, it felt like a warm hug that I was like, thank you, Steve. I needed that support. I needed that understanding. He feels like a therapist. Like,
but what did he say that was therapeutic?
It's just his voice and who he is, and that he brings me back to just pure childhood innocence.
I'm not unfamiliar with Steve from Blue's Clues. I didn't watch the show growing up as a kid.
You just don't have the same connection.
It was on in the house when Will was in a high chair, and he would
but
be watching.
But it wasn't Steve at that point.
It was Steve.
Those had to be reruns then.
They were reruns.
Okay.
Yeah. Reruns on Nick Jr. or whatever I had on in the house. And so I know who Steve is. I just can't ever say that I watched Steve on the TV and said, you know what? I want to hear more from this guy and hear his thoughts and views on the world.
Well, then we feel very differently.
Like, what would make you interested in what he has to say about anything?
Because I watched him growing up, and like I watched him, and he was an adult to me even as when I was a kid.
But he was playing a character. That's not who he is in real life.
I mean, I don't care. Just let me have this. I'm excited.
I thought Steve was a little creepy.
Oh my God, no. No, I'm very stoked. Is there a name for the podcast?
Creepy Steve.
No. I cannot be the only person right now that is excited for this. If you're excited, please text us and tell Bill that he is wrong for not being excited.
Look, he can have his podcast. I mean, obviously.
It sounds like you're jealous.
It's just not for me. Just like our show is not for everyone. There are plenty of people. There are a lot of people that have listened to this show and have said, you know what? Not for me. That's why we are number 6.
Yep, we are the 6th most listened to morning show in Cleveland. We will hang on to that title proudly.
All right. Something else from a podcast. Selena Gomez said something on a podcast that we want to get into.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Coming up, the Q Morning Show. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. Lexi.
Yes.
Why am I wrong?
Because Blue's Clues, we all grew up on that, and you're not a millennial, and you just don't understand.
You just had to be there.
Okay.
Exactly.
Well, help me understand. Help me understand why this guy named Steve, who wore the, what was it, the green and the green striped shirt. Striped shirt.
And khaki pants, yes.
Right. Tell me why this guy has thoughts and opinions that I should hear.
I don't know. I mean,
I don't know.
See, that's the thing is I can't put it into words either. It's just like,
Yes, exactly. It's just a millennial thing. And the video during COVID, I think, I don't know. He's just so calming and he's literally like a therapist.
Yes.
Well, tell me again, what was the video during COVID?
It was just him like standing outside, like with a cup of coffee, literally just saying like, hey guys, I know things are tough right now. Life is complicated. Like we're all in this together kind of thing. Like just breathe. Like, right? Like that was kind of the vibe.
Yeah, like a check-in video.
Yeah, just a mental health check-in.
Okay.
Which we all, which all us millennials, we know we desperately need.
Exactly.
So Steve is just going to tell me that times are tough and all I need to do is breathe.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you'll feel better for it.
Exactly.
All right. Well, he will definitely have more downloads than we do.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't have to make us feel better, Lexi. It's okay.
Thank you, Lexi.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Lola Young. It's the Q Morning Show, Q104, Bill and Alyssa. Make a note of this. I'm going to make a note to myself. We'll put a pin in this. Wouldn't it be interesting to hear from people who listen to our show that have, because we say all the time, there's a billion podcasts out there.
Mm-hmm.
People who listen to this show must have their own podcast.
Probably,
for,
yeah.
For something.
Something, yeah. And that's kind of the glory of podcasts is like people have them for all different stuff. I want to hear about people's pod. I want to listen to somebody's podcast that isn't ours.
Yeah, that listens to our show specifically.
Like, yeah.
Like, why are you doing the podcast? What is it for? What is your area
your niche?
Expertise? Right.
Yeah, we can. You're listening to us. So let us listen to you. I'm listening to your podcast.
I'm totally brainstorming right now, but what if that podcast, what if we could somehow, if it's not already, we could feature it on the Odyssey app and they'd have more access to their podcast.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Okay.
Huh. Something to think about.
I'm making a note of that.
If anybody has a podcast and you want to tell us about it, we'd love to hear. 216-474-0104. You can text us.
Speaking of podcasts, Selena Gomez was on a podcast. She was on Goat Talk.
What?
See, I'd be confused about what exactly is this podcast about?
I'm assuming that it's like Goat, like greatest of all time. Like, I'm assuming that's what it is. But I initially would think that it's about goats, like the animal.
It's probably a good assumption on your part that Selena Gomez would be on the greatest of all time podcast. And not the one talking about farm animals.
I don't know. Celebrities these days, when they got a lot of money, they just go buy land and like have farms like Post Malone. I don't know what Selena Gomez does in her spare time. Maybe she does have goats.
Anyway, Selena was asked on this podcast about her first crush. Like, can you remember way back, who did you have a crush on when you were a kid? And this was Selena's response.
Can I tell you my first one that I had a crush on? Ice Cube.
Like, I know,
what?
But I
like
also
a never kids tale.
I had the biggest crush on him.
Really?
I was like five.
I love that.
It's so weird, but I just thought he would protect me.
All right, first of all, Selena, talking to the microphone.
Yeah, act like you've done this before.
I could not hear who her crush was, so I'll go ahead and tell you who it is. It's Ice Cube. That was her crush.
Ice Cube.
She says that I thought he would protect me.
Yeah. I would think that too.
Yeah, he's pretty tough.
Yeah.
Ice Cube.
An interesting first crush. Not what I would have expected.
So this might be fun. 216-474-0104. Tell us your first crush. I mean, this would be your earliest crush.
Celebrity crush.
Right, because growing up, I had many crushes, you know, throughout
Oh my gosh, I had so many.
And they were different in grade school than they were different in high school,
mm-hmm.
and so on and so forth. But we're talking the earliest celebrity crush that you can remember. And I have mine.
I have mine too.
I'm not going to tell you right now. We'll tell you after this. All right, but you can join in. 216-474-0104 on Throwback Thursday. Morgan Wallen. You're on Q104 this morning, the Q Morning Show. It's Bill and Alyssa. We're talking about our first ever crush, celebrity crush, the first one that we can remember.
Like, think way, way back in your brain, who was the first person that you were like, the kind of cute.
Texts are coming in, and they're all over the place.
They are seriously all over the place.
But that's what happens when
I know, I love it.
Depending on what generation that you grow up in. Like, there's Christy McNichols.
I don't know who that is.
I think a TV star from the 70s.
Okay.
I believe. Someone texted in the animated Tarzan. That's acceptable.
That is acceptable. And it cracked me up because we got another text after that. Real ones have crushes on fictional characters instead of celebrities. And mine was an animated character.
Oh, okay. So tell us who that was in a second.
Okay.
Here. Let's go to Claudia in Willowick. Claudia, good morning.
Good morning.
Who was your first crush that you can remember?
It was Sean Connery. My dad watched a lot of James Bond. No, I don't know why I was watching James Bond when I was like 5 or 6 years old. But
I was going to say, how old remember, were you?
It's because dad had it on. And
yeah, dad's to blame.
It's not like there were five other TVs in the house back then.
No, exactly. And I was the remote control back then. Mm. So if I didn't want to get up and change the channel, then I didn't.
So young Sean Connery, not the older Sean Connery, like from...
You know, it stayed with me. It still does. I think it's his eyes. I don't know.
Do you still have a crush on him?
Well, I know he's not alive, but...
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. So, news.
Yeah. That's okay. No, I remember looking at my dad, and I said, I'm going to marry him. And my dad looked at me like I was crazy and never said another word about it. And I don't even really think he watched James Bond with me after that either.
Why would that bother your dad so much?
Because he knew how old he was, probably.
He's like, man, I cannot make this her type.
I can't believe that was worried about it.
Maybe he was just worried.
I don't know. I don't really know. I can't confirm that he was that worried. I just know that I don't really remember watching it with him after that.
Yeah, he's like, that's enough of that.
Right.
Thank you, Claudia, for listening to us and calling in this morning. Are you broken up over finding out about the death of Sean Connery?
Yeah. I'm a little late to this, aren't I?
Sorry to break the news to you that way.
We're also getting Benny from the Sandlot. What else? Aaron Carter was definitely one of mine, for sure. Speed Racer, the animated. Oh, yeah. Okay. My celebrity, not celebrity, but quick, my first crush.
We are so late and so out of time. All right. What's yours?
Max from the Goofy Movie.
Max from the... I don't even know who that is.
That's okay.
All right.
The real ones know.
Put that picture up on Instagram.
I will.
All right. We've got to get to Alyssa's College of Knowledge coming up. So that is in less than 10 minutes. Also, your chance to win tickets after 9... Maroon 5 tickets after 9 a.m. this morning. The Q Morning Show. Shannon in Bedford. Why are you so nervous to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge?
Because I'm a teacher.
Oh, and you think that if you miss any questions, this will reflect poorly on you as a teacher?
Yes.
Okay, I'm looking. Let me preview the questions here. I don't know if any of these are like questions that you would ask in school. I don't think so, actually. These are more pop culture kind of lifestyle questions.
Okay, we'll be good. We should be okay.
And I have 5 of them. If you get more of them correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are somehow deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Take a deep breath, Shannon. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. It's a type of chewy candy in a red, twisted, rope-like form.
Twizzlers.
Question 2. What is the name of the only team in Major League Baseball whose home stadium is outside of the United States?
Ooh, Toronto Expos.
Question 3. It's a type of fish that looks like it has whiskers.
Ooh, maybe a blowfish?
Question 4.
A catfish. Can I change my answer? A catfish.
Yes, you got it in time there. Question number 4. The number one movie on Netflix right now is The Intern, a 2015 movie starring Robert De Niro as a 70-year-old intern. Who plays his boss?
Oh, geez. Zac Efron.
Final question. Sometimes a guy, if he's wearing a tuxedo for a wedding or something like that, he has to put on a cummerbund. Where on the body do we wear the cummerbund?
At your waist.
All right, Shannon, let me count you up here. You had 4 correct. 4 correct today, Shannon.
Okay.
Hold on, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? 4 out of 5 is pretty good for a teacher. And I told you we didn't have any questions there that you would find on any kind of a pop quiz or an exam. Right, Shannon?
Correct.
All right, say hello to Alyssa. She's back in the studio.
Hi, Alyssa.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
She's really good. She went 4 for 5 today. So, Alyssa, you need 4 correct to tie and 5 to win. That is a tall order. Are you ready?
I guess so.
Question number 1. It's a type of chewy candy in a red, twisted, rope-like form.
Twizzlers.
That is correct. What is the name of the only team in Major League Baseball whose home stadium is outside of the United States?
Oh my gosh. Is it the Toronto Blue Jays?
That is correct.
Okay, yes. Forgot we had a Canadian team.
Yes. Yesterday we gave away tickets to that game, to the Guardians Toronto game. Now, Shannon said the Toronto Expos.
Were they a team once?
Well, the Expos were a team in Montreal.
Okay. Oh.
However, I am still giving her the point because she did say Toronto.
Okay, that's fair.
Close enough for me.
Thank you.
Question 3. It's a type of fish that looks like it has whiskers.
Catfish.
We are tied at 3. Question 4. The number one movie on Netflix right now is The Intern. It's a 2015 movie starring Robert De Niro as a 70-year-old intern. Who plays his boss?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea. Seth Rogen.
Interesting. Shannon in Bedford said Zac Efron. And my question to the two of you is, why can't a female be the boss?
I almost said Sandra Bullock.
It's Anne Hathaway.
Oh. Okay.
Good point there. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
So, Alyssa needs this question in order to tie Shannon today. Question number 5. Sometimes a guy, if he's wearing a tuxedo for a wedding or something like that, he has to put on a cummerbund.
Uh-huh.
Where on the body do we wear the cummerbund?
Like on your belly.
All right. Acceptable. Around your waist, your belly. Oh, she got the tie today, Shannon.
Woo!
Alyssa, you're on a roll lately. We listen to you guys every morning, and she is on a roll.
I am. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know what is going on with me lately. I'm surprising even myself.
She hasn't lost yet this week. Shannon, you gave it a great try. Thank you so much for listening, and try again someday. We do have tickets to the Cleveland Museum of Art, and we're going to give those to you.
Oh, well, thank you, guys. I appreciate that. My name is Shannon, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.